Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Yudal Daman Aleph. We're holding on Yudal Daman Aleph, five lines in the wide lines, by the word Gufa. So says the Gemara, Gufa, we mentioned the Mishnah and Uktzin in the previous year, that Kol Yaday Sa'ichlin Shebisasan Begayrin, Tahiris, if you have food, you have Tfuah, so it has a Din Yadays, the stems are considered Yadays, they're Mekabel Tama, but then you are Bisasan, you will see in a moment what that means. So the Tanakama holds is that now it loses its Shemiyad, Rabbi Yaisi Metame, he holds it doesn't lose its Shemiyad, it's still Mekabel Tama. So says the Gemara, my Bisasan, what does Bisasan mean? Rabbi Yaichlin Amar Bisasan Mamish, it means Kipshuta, it means you crushed it. Rabbi Lazar hit their Ogdon, it just means you untied it. So says the Gemara, Bisham other Rabbi Lazar da Amar Bisson hit their Ogdon. If you said like Rabbi Lazar that Bisson just means that you just untied it, you didn't really do such a chash of a maisa. So now we can understand Rabbi Yaisi Shita, Hanya de Matam Rabbi Yaisi. It makes sense that Rabbi Yaisi says that it still has its din yad because you didn't do a chash of a maisa to undo the shame yad, to make it that it's no longer a yad. El Rabbi Yaichnan da Amar Bisson Mamish, Amai Matam Rabbi Yaisi. But according to Rabbi Yaichnan that you crushed it, so Lucharit shouldn't have a din yad anymore. Why is it still having a din yad? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shim ben Lakish, because the Ma'aseh it is still right to be used as a yad. It makes it easier than now when you take a pitchfork, you want to flip it over. It does make it easier, and therefore, even though you were a business son, it still doesn't lose its shame yad. The Tanakama holds it does, and Rabbi Yaisi holds it doesn't. Now that we mentioned this concept of an eser of a pitchfork, says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Lama Nimshla, where it's also the same Rabbi Lazar maybe. Am Rabbi Lazar, Lama Nimshla, Tfilas and Shal Tzadikim ke Eser. Why is it that the Torah compares the Tfilas of Tzadikim to an Eser, like the Lashon by Yitzchak and Rivka, it's a Lashon, over there it says that they davened, and the Lashon, it says a Lashon of Eser, the Yeser Lashem. So why is it compared, why is Tfilah called an Eser, a pitchfork? Lama Lacha, to teach you that Ma Eser Zem, Mahapich Hasat Tfuah, Begayrim, Mimakum, Mamakim, just like a pitchfork, it flips over the Tfuah from place to place, it flips. After tefillah of tzaddikim, the tefillah of tzaddikim, ma'peches da'itah shakadosh baruch hu, mibidas rakzonus lemidas rachmanus. So too, the tefillahs of tzaddikim could change a kadosh baruch hu's das kaviyachol from midas rakzonus is the proper girsa from midas adin to midas rachmanus. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Mesakchem ben Nesarim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to use boards. We'll see in a moment what the reason not to would be. But Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to use boards. Rabbi Meir Taker says you're not allowed to use boards, even though it's not mekabel toma. It's pshutei kliyatz, a wooden board, and it grows from the ground, so it should be completely kosher. Rabbi Meir holds it's aser. We'll see. It's gzeira. We'll see in the Gemara. Nasna leh neser shu rachav arba tfachim. If you put a board that's four tfachim wide on top of your sukkah, so it's ksheira, the sukkah's kosher, ubavashli yashin tachtav, which we'll see later, it's talking about where you put the board off to the side of the schach, so you have deifin akumav, but you still can't sleep underneath it. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Lamaisa, being that you have to rely on deifin akumav, now it's a wall, it's schach basal, that's everything going against it, so you can't sleep underneath it, but the Lamaisa, the sukkah will still be kosher because of deifin akumav. So says the Gemara, I'm a Rav. Rav says that the machlaikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is benesarim sheish ben arba. They're talking about wide boards. Rabbi Meir is like Zeris Tikkur. Rabbi Meir holds that he made a Gzeira against using such boards because if you're allowed to use such boards, a person might think that he could also just stay in his house. Those are the same type of boards that he uses as his roof. And the problem is that a house is not a sukkah. So therefore, Rabbi Meir holds you can't use such boards. Rabbi Yehuda less like Zeris Tikkur. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, there's no such thing as, at least in this case of Gzeris Tikra. Ava benesarim she'im ben arba divya kol k'shera. But if it's nesarim that are less than four, then everybody holds there's no Gzeris Tikra. So Rabbi Yehuda never holds of Gzeris Tikra. And Rabbi Meir holds that once it's four tfachim, which is the normal shear a person would use for his roof, so then you have Gzeris Tikra. That's how Rav explains the machlaikas. However, Shmuel amar b'she'im ben arba machlaikas. I know, the machlaikas is when it's less than four. Ava yesh ben arba. But once it's four, so then divya kol psula. So then everybody holds of gzeiras tikra. The shaila is just, do we apply gzeiras tikra even when it's less than four? Even though the normal shear that a person, the normal shear of the boards that a person uses for his roof is four tvachim, Rabbi Meir still holds that even when it's less than four, it's still a problem. Maybe it's Rameir l'shitaso, that he's chayshish l'miyuto. So being chayshish for the miyut, the lamaisa, some people use thinner boards, and therefore there's a gzeiras tikra even when it's less than four. But now the Gemara just wants to explain shita shmua, because on the surface level, it doesn't seem to make any sense. Ein ben arba, if it's not arba, still Rabbi Meir holds it's possible. Vafilu pachas mishleisha, even if it's less than three tefachim, hakanan be'almaninu. Those are just regular rods. They don't resemble a roof in any way, shape, or form. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Halchika Amar. This is what Rav Shmuel meant to say. That Yesh ben Arba Dever Kol Psula. Like we said, if it's four, everybody holds a Gzeir Stikra, it's possible. Pachus Mishleisha Dever Kol Ksheira. In a Hanami, if it's less than three Tfachim, everybody holds its Kosher, Mai Taima Kana Ba'almaninu, because that's just rods. Keep Ligi Mishleisha at Arba. The machlekes is when it's somewhere in between 3 and 4. Mar savar kevin de lisneu shir makoim legazrinan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that lemais it's not a shir makoim, it's not a makoim chashuv. A makoim chashuv is at least 4 tfachim, and therefore he's not geizer on such a thing. He also considers this to be just like rads. Umar savar kevin de nafki lemiteris love with gazrinan, whereas Rabbi Meir holds that no, once it's more than 3, so we could say it's not rads anymore, and therefore he's chayshish for the mead of roofs that are made and with thin boards and the slach is possible. Says the Gemara Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, it says, Nasna leha neser shurach of arba tfachim ksheiro, ubavachal yashin tachtov. We said that if you put a board that's 4 tfachim wide, and we explained that it means onto the side of the sukkah, to the side of the schach, so you have daifinakuma, the sukkah is going to be kosher, but you can't sleep underneath it. So bish lama lishmul da amar bishayim behen arba machlaikis, avo yesh ben arba divriya kol psula. It makes sense according to Shmuel, that he said that everybody holds that once it's 4 tfachim it's possible, misham hach. So that's why over here you have to come on to Daif and Akuma, Lakuli Alma, being that this board is for Tfachim, you have to come on to Daif and Akuma, and therefore you can't sleep underneath it. This din is true Lakuli Alma, it makes sense. But according to Rav, the emphasis on the first part, according to Rav, who says that the Machlaikis is when it's for Tfachim, so then, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Taka Kasher, even when it's for Tfachim, he doesn't hold the Gzeris Tikra. So the Rabbi Yehuda, Milo Yishen Tachtav. So why can't you sleep underneath this board? You don't even have to come onto Daif and Akuma. It's completely Kasher Eschach. So why can't you sleep underneath? So says the Gemara in Achanami, Mi Savers Divir Akoli, who says at the end of the Mishnah is going to Kuliyama, save for us and Rabbi Meir. Rav will be Madchen, say that the safe of the Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Meir, who hold that the Eschach is possible, therefore you have to come onto Daif and Akuma, and Mamela you can't sleep underneath it. But in Achanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Rav would tell you that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could sleep underneath the schach because it's regular schach kosher.